Assistant Secretary Feltman said Yemen received a clear message from the United States and other partners at the recent London conference on Yemen that it must respond to security and other threats to its stability. Pointing to the attempted Christmas U.S. airliner bombing, Feltman listed bolstering security, establishing good governance, and economic development as the major challenges in Yemen, none of which can be carried out to the exclusion of the others.
To confirm what many of us have known for years, militant extremists in Yemen are able to operate in the unsettled environment there, and they threaten U.S. national security, as well as Yemen interests, as well as interests of key allies.
The U.S. has ramped up counter-terrorist and economic aid, recognizing what Feltman called the toxic effect in Yemen of deteriorating governance, human rights protections, and stagnant development. For U.S. lawmakers, Yemen's importance was underscored by the training the December bombing suspect is quoted as saying he received from militants associated with al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and the links a U.S. Army psychiatrist accused of murdering 12 soldiers and one civilian had with a Yemeni American cleric. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Howard Berman said instability in Yemen poses both a regional and wider global threat, requiring comprehensive engagement by the Obama administration.
The more unstable Yemen becomes, the more likely it is that terrorism will thrive there, threatening U.S. regional interests and our homeland.
State Department counterterrorism official Robert Godek said participants in the London conference on Yemen must ensure that momentum is not lost toward achieving a stable, secure, and effectively governed Yemen.
As the government of Yemen grows more transparent and responsive, and Yemenis find hope for their future, the seeds of extremism and violence will find less fertile ground, and the threat of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula will truly recede.
Republican Ileana Ross-Littinen asked Godek and Feltman this question.
Has the government of Yemen changed its strategic calculus, its mindset about al-Qaeda and other jihadists? Do we now have a true partner in fighting this threat?
Opposition Republicans also used Wednesday's hearing to underscore their criticisms of Obama administration plans to eventually close the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, noting that some former prisoners released from Guantanamo emerged as members or leaders of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Christopher Bocek of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace said civil war is accelerating Yemen's economic decline, while Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies warned against increasing aid to Yemen without strict preconditions.
The civil war in Sada is rapidly accelerating the economic collapse of Yemen. The country is spending money at an alarming rate, money that they don't have to spend on water, education, fighting al-Qaeda, anything else.
If Yemen continues to allow terrorists to roam free, the problems in Yemen will continue to mount, and it is up to the Yemenis to fix this.
Calling the situation in Yemen complex, difficult, and dire, Bruce Rydell of the Brookings Institution warned against the U.S. becoming mired in any expanded military presence or in Yemen's local conflicts.
Al-Qaeda wants to use Yemen to expand the global battle space against America. That is to stretch our resources even further, if possible, to bog the United States down in local conflicts in Yemen, which can become quagmires, and through all of this relieve some of the pressure that the al-Qaeda core in Pakistan and Afghanistan is underway today.
CIA Director Leon Panetta told a Senate committee on Tuesday that the situation in Yemen remains volatile, with President Ali Abdullah Saleh facing internal rebellions. Panetta said al-Qaeda has turned to regional nodes such as Yemen, Somalia, and the Maghreb as it continues efforts to strike the United States. Yemen would receive about $174 million in assistance from the State Department and U.S. Agency for International Development under President Obama's proposed 2011 fiscal year budget. Yemen is receiving about $70 million in military aid in 2010. Assistant Secretary Feltman told lawmakers the administration does not expect to send Congress any supplemental aid request on top of aid contained for Yemen in the current budget. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.